Proponents of gay marriage are weighing their options following a surprising defeat before the Washington State Supreme Court. That decision was the second in recent weeks upholding a statewide ban on gay marriage. New York State's highest court reached a similar conclusion earlier in July. Opponents of gay marriage say the decision will push the debate into state legislatures. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, gay rights advocates are not planning any change in their strategy.
For groups opposing legalization of gay marriage, the message of the New York and Washington state decisions is clear.
These cases mark the end of the road.
Robert Destro is with the Marriage Law Project at Catholic University. Destro says these decisions will push the debate into the laps of lawmakers, and that will encourage a public debate about the morality of gay marriage.
That's actually going to happen now, more that the courts are out of it than would have been if the courts had crammed it down everybody's throat like they did in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is, of course, the first and only state high court to approve gay marriage. The 2003 decision was depicted by many gay rights supporters as the crest of a wave that would sweep over other states. Instead, Massachusetts stands alone, while the number of states passing anti-gay marriage amendments has grown to 20, and four more face a vote in November. But Mary Bonato of Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, or GLAAD, says she can't afford to give up on state courts.
In any justice struggle like this one, you have to ask, or really prod, all three branches of government, as well as the American people, to see past spin and past their fear and past their discomfort, to really get at the truth.
Gay marriage supporters are awaiting decisions in New Jersey and California courts. Victories there, they say, could turn the momentum back their way. Mary Bonato says the ban on interracial marriage faced similar ups and downs.
You know, there were 19 court losses before a California Supreme Court in a 4-3 decision said that these bans were wrong. It took 19 years for the Supreme Court to follow through
and end those bans nationwide in 1967. Gay rights supporters who take that long view say polls are slowly moving in their direction, but surveys show that most Americans still oppose legalization. To that, John Davidson of Lambda Legal says this issue should not be based solely on public opinion.
If you want to marry somebody, you don't normally have to go knock on every door in your neighborhood to ask for your intended's hand in marriage for the permission of all of your neighbors to be able to engage in marriage.
That's why gay rights advocates initially thought the courts, rather than state legislatures, would be the best venue to make that argument that this debate is about a civil right.
And that argument is something that millions of Americans, by passing these marriage amendments, simply don't agree with.
David Lawrence of the Arizona-based Alliance Defense Fund says the New York and Washington state decisions show that the two courts viewed marriage as an institution that state governments have every reason to regulate.
But this whole argument that this is not a redefinition of marriage, but merely marriage equality, is something that the Mormon polygamists could have argued 150 years ago.
The New York and Washington decisions stress that government has a legitimate reason to encourage people to raise their children in the context of a traditional marriage. John Davidson of Lambda Legal is confident that reasoning will eventually fall because it's based on prejudice, not on legal principles.
What we contest is how does limiting marriage to different sex couples further that? That is, that explains why you allow different-sex couples to get married. It doesn't explain why you don't allow same-sex couples to get married.
Davidson and others note that the Washington state decision was 5-4, so it may take little to push judges in other states in the other direction. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.